This week on Main Menu, I'm visiting with Grant Hewson of Accomplish, and we're talking about Accomplish Cash Manager, which is a product that has been made accessible to visually impaired people. So, Grant, why don't you go ahead and tell us about the history of the product and kind of where it is today?
Yeah, sure, Jamie. It'd be a pleasure. Accomplish, we've been in operation for about 20 years now and primarily operated in the New Zealand and Australian marketplaces. And we have been, over that time, supplying our product called Cash Manager, which is accounting software designed for small to medium-sized businesses, to the marketplace and indeed to about 25,000 businesses over that time. Primarily through the accounting channel is the way we've gotten to marketplace. And about 2 years ago, we were approached by a gentleman here in New Zealand called Terry Bartlett, who is blind and was using our product, and said to me that it was working really well, but would we be prepared to make some further changes and modifications? And so that really started our journey into this world of blind and vision impaired, which prior to this time we knew nothing about at all. So we have spent some time in the last 2 years further refining our product so that it works well, particularly with screen readers. Jaws, Window Eyes and HAL have been the ones we've focused on at this stage, and also making sure that we're fully keyboard accessible. We've also, as a result of having a lot of interest come from the United States, we have spent time over the last 12 months modifying our product so that it works well with the US sales tax, which is quite different to the sales tax rules in this part of the world. And we've also completed that with the launch of Cash Manager 2010 in March this year. So we now have a product which can meet the business requirements of the US marketplace, and it's also fully accessible.
You've mentioned it to be primarily for business use. Is there also a home version?
Yes, there is. We launched a home version of our product in our local markets here about 18 months ago, really as a result of the global financial crisis and the pressure that people were under. It's obviously a very sensible thing that households know what's going on with their money and their spending and their budgets. So we launched a personal or home version at that stage, and that product is also available in the US market and indeed in the UK market as well.
Very good. So what sets your product apart from a lot of other products that might be out there? Kind of what's your niche?
Yes, very much our focus for the 20 years that we've been in business has been on simplicity and ease of use. So we've really focused on making sure that we have a product that can be used by business people who are not accountants, because of course most business people indeed are not accountants, and therefore if they're presented with complicated packages, with complicated jargon and so forth, they really get themselves into a bit of a bind quite often. So our product really has been focused around simplicity and ease of use, and we've been very careful over the years to any changes we make, and we typically bring out a new version each year, but any changes that are coming out as a result of that new version are always filtered through our own requirement to make sure that we keep the product nice and simple and easy to use. And that's what we're known for. Of course, now, compared to the competitors in the marketplace, we now also have an accessible product. And whilst we haven't ourselves tested the various range of alternatives in the marketplaces around the world, we certainly have feedback that many of the major players that are household names are indeed fundamentally not accessible, at least not without some significant scripting.
Now, you mentioned the gentleman coming to you to talk about making the product more accessible. How did you go about actually really getting a lot of good feedback on how to make this product work with the screen readers? And you mentioned the major ones, which is quite good. Certainly Jaws, Window Eyes, and HAL. And of course there's System Access now and some free things. But how did you guys go about doing that?
Yeah, what we did, listen, I've got to be honest, when Terry first called me, as I say, a couple of years ago, I wasn't sure if this was even a legitimate call. I had no awareness at all at that time as to how a blind person used screen reading software to use a computer. So we actually got together with Terry and he showed us just exactly how this all works. And we spent quite some time with him to understand the kind of challenges that he was facing. So that was the first thing we did, spending time with Terry. We also then engaged with the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind, and we had them audit our product at a point, having made some changes, and we received very favourable feedback from the RNZFB. And then more recently, back in December of 2009, we had our product reviewed and audited by Vision Australia. And again, we've had a very, very positive outcome of that, and that report is now available on our website. So we have tried to make sure that we engage with the people in the marketplace who should be better placed to guide us. We've started that process also with a number of American organizations as well. So we really tried to rely on the experts, so to speak.
Quite good. We're going to have a demonstration of the product here in just a little bit, but for people who, you know, kind of want to check it out and learn more about it, because really when it comes right down to it, hands-on, I guess, is the best way to go about that. How can a person obtain a demo, and how does that work?
Yeah, sure. Listen, it's very simple. It's a matter of just visiting our site, and I'll give you the web address. It's accomplishglobal.com. So that's accomplishglobal.com. And from that page, one can select either the US, UK, New Zealand, or Australian marketplace. And from our site, simply download a trial version of our product. It's a simple process, and load it up and get it up and running. There's actually some trial data in there so that you can have a bit of a play with it. But equally, if anybody having done that wants further help, then it's just a matter of sending us an email and just to say, you know, can you give me a hand with this, or can we talk about something? And we're more than happy to do that. We run a support team here, and we're well known for our level of support, so we're happy to do that. And we also will be running a number of remote tutorials over time to help people get up and started as well.
What is the cost of the product if a person decides to go ahead and purchase?
Yeah, the cost of the product is $550 US, and that includes 12 months access to our support program. And that support program is a voluntary thing. So at the end of that 12 months, we will invite that person to rejoin if they choose to do so. That's great. If they don't, then that's also fine. So that initial cost may be all that the person invests, or indeed they might want to take advantage of the ongoing support program, which is $300 US a year.
Okay. Now, is the $550, is that for the business version, the home, or is that for both?
That is for the business version. The home version is, I think I'm correct in saying, currently $50.
Okay.
We've really made that available at really what is a pretty nominal price, because we're keen for people to use the product and get some experience with it. And we do think that particularly for the blind market, where up until this point in time it's been hard to find a product to do this, the ability to actually manage your own personal finances, especially in this day and age, is a pretty exciting prospect. So we've made that available at almost a nominal price to try and encourage people to use it.
That's excellent. We're now visiting on Main Menu with Penny Gardner of Accomplish, and we are going to take a look at a demonstration of Cash Manager in action. So Penny, it's good to have you on Main Menu.
Hi, Jamie. It's nice to be here.
Excellent. So why don't we just get started and just kind of show us how the program looks, and I'll just kind of let you take charge of the demo here and may ask a few questions if something pops into my mind.
With Cache Manager, all of the menus and buttons are accessible with accelerator quick keys, and when we're using JAWS, it reads out everything in detail and gives you clear instructions on what you need to do. So first of all, I'm going to take you into the customer area where you create invoices. And we'll create a simple invoice, add in an invoice line, and then finalize that invoice. And then I'll take you through after that into loading in a deposit from a client and paying off that customer invoice. So I'll start with the customer menu.
Menu bar, file to navigate, press left or right arrow, F. C, menu, customers menu, invoicing to navigate, press up or down arrow, I, menu bar, leaving menu bar, customer invoicing, city put sent 01/06/11, 100,004 in, 299.02, yes.
That's just read out an invoice line. It's the last invoice in our list of outstanding or unpaid invoices. So now I'm going to create a brand new blank invoice.
Oh, then, add in customer invoice, customer code edit, type in text, F2, ESA search dash customers, cash sales, retail, city put center, reseller. Oh, this, add in customer invoice, voice no edit, 100,007, type in text, tab, voice date edit, 06/15/10, type in text. Oh, dar, stomer ref edit, type in text. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All the adding invoice line, product code read only edit, use your reading keys to read the text. F2, product master file, Neverlo's Neverless Golf Balls, 50.58, 30.50, 0.00, 0.00, 0. Super bag, super golf carry bag, 100.00, 60C, adding invoice line, product code read only edit, super bag, use your reading keys to read tab, price list combo box, wholesale 3 of 6, the price 3. Price 4. Price wholesale retail. Tab. Quantity edit. 1. Type in text. 1. 0. Tab. Edit each. Type in text. All die. Disk percent edit. 0.0. Type in text. 1. 0.
So here I'm just adding in a 10% discount into our invoice. And then I will accept that item that I'm invoicing, which is the Super Golf carry bag.
OT, warning dialogue, the read-order level for this product has been reached. This product item has a quantity on hand of 5. The read-order level is 20. OK button to activate, press space bar.
So for companies or entities that are running stock levels, this message that's just been read out tells them that they're getting low on stock and they need to reorder more, and they can print out reorder lists to enable them to easily phone up and reorder stock that's getting low.
Enter, adding customer invoice, customer ref edit, 12,345, type in text, super golf carry back, 10, 100.00, 900.00, 900.00.
And that's just confirming the invoice line that I just added. So now I'll accept that.
Alt C, customer code edit, type in text, and escape, confirmation dialog, N, edit, type in text, cash manager dash full swing golf supplies, customer invoicing, city put sent 06/15/10, 100,007 in, 12,345, 900.00, 900.00.
And that's JAWS just reading out the invoice line that's now been added into the list of outstanding client invoices once you've finished entering Cache Manager highlights the last invoice that you created. So if I close out of that screen,
multiple document interface client window.
And now I'm going to go into the transaction entry screen where we would load in deposits from clients or payments for our suppliers.
OT, menu, T, menu bar, leaving menu bar, transaction search, 11/30/10, star dpay, 25 Anytown Bank, 46.00.
And I'm going to load in a direct deposit that's been banked into my account by my client.
OD, entering direct deposits to quote main check account quote, date edit, 06/15/10, type in text, 0.00.
And from within this screen, I can go into an invoice button, which allows me to choose the client and select the invoice that they are paying.
Hold I enter in direct deposits to quote main check account quote cash sales. City put center.
So that's my client that I've just selected.
Enter. Select unmatched transactions. 01/06/11 in. 100,004. 299.02.
The item that's just been read is the first outstanding invoice in the City Putt Putt client list of outstanding invoices. Now I can arrow down through the list and I'll choose the second invoice for $10,402.
11/14/09 in, 99,986, 10,402.96, 10,402.96, 10,402.96.
The three amounts that are being read are the amount of the invoice, the unpaid amount of the invoice, and then the result. So I'm now going to tick the $10,402.
10,402.96, 0.00.
And it's now telling me the result after this payment has been applied will be zero. So if I choose the OK button.
OK. Enter in direct deposits to quote main check account quote. Date edit 06/15/10. Type in text 900,542.33 sales tax on number 99,986. 11/30/10. Star DPay 25 Anytown Bank 46.00.
So Cash Manager has applied that amount to the invoice and it's brought me back into the entering direct deposit screen and I can now just choose Alt-C or accept.
Alt-C, enter in direct deposits to quote main check account quote 06/15/10, date edit 06/15/10, type in text.
And Cash Manager has now cleared the screen for me to load in my next direct deposit for my next client. And if I've finished working with deposits, I can just press escape to go back into the transaction entry.
Escape, screen. Cash Manager, Full Swing Gulf Supplies, Transaction Search, DDEP, 3 City Putt-Putt Center, 10,402.96.
And again, Jaws has just read the deposit that I've just loaded for the City Putt-Putt Center for $10,402.96. So, Jamie, do you have any questions so far?
It sounds like Jaws is doing a great job of reading the information.
Yes.
And I think that's excellent. Sounds like all of the relevant information that needs to be read is in fact read, so that's obviously very good.
Yes, and one of the other things that we've worked hard on over the last 12 months is although Cash Manager was very accessible even before we made any changes for the visually impaired, we've now gone through the entire program and we've reset all of the quick keys and accelerator keys so that they're consistent. The main ones that are used are consistent throughout every single dialogue box. So if someone's wanting to do a list search, it's always F2. If they want to use the accept button, it's always Alt-C. And that consistency makes it a lot easier to use as well.
Now for a home user who's just wanting to maybe import transactions from their bank so that they can reconcile,
yes.
I assume that process is quite simple as well.
Yes, it is. We've got a bank statement import menu. So if I'll just escape out of the transaction search screen here and I'll go into the bank statement import feature and take you through that screen. So I'll just press escape to cancel out.
Escape, multiple document interface client window.
And then I'm going to go into transactions bank statement import.
OT, menu, transactions menu, bank transactions, K, leaving menus, bank file import wizard, select bank account combo box, one main check account, one of two, to change the selection use the arrow keys.
So now I'm in the bank statement import screen and it needs to know the closing balance of their bank account to the date that they're reconciling to and the date that they're reconciling to. And we'll need to browse for the file that they will have already downloaded from their bank website. So just to summarize that process, they would need to log on to their bank website, choose the date range for the transactions that they're wanting to import into Cash Manager, make a note of the closing balance for the last day that they're downloading, and then they'd come into the Cash Manager Bank Import Wizard screen and enter in that closing date, closing balance, and browse for the file that they've downloaded.
Tab, closing balance of this account edit, 22,302.80, type in text.
So they'd enter in their closing balance.
Tab, date of closing balance on bank statement edit 01/31/10. Type in text.
And that, for me, is going to be the date that we're going to reconcile to.
Tab, file name and path edit c:\\tutorial\demo-check.csv/graphic204. Type in text.
Now it's reading out the file name and path that they last used. So one of the great things here is that if whenever they download their bank statement file, if they use the same name and store the file in the same location, they won't have to go through the browsing process. For the purposes of this demo, I'm going to browse for our demo file, so I'll just pick that up.
Import bank statement file dialog. File name colon edit combo c:\\tutorial\demo-check.csv 0 item. Cache manager dash full sling gulf supplies. Bank file import wizard. Edit edit 22,302.80.
So I'm just going to re-enter the closing balance.
Page home. 22,302. Home. Number selected 22,372,293.31. Tab edit 01/31/10. Type in text.
And so now I'm ready to move into the next step of our wizard. So I
choose
the next button.
Automatically generate cache book entries checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus A.
So Cache Manager has the ability to remember transactions that have been previously created, and it just read out that we're on the checkbox that will allow Cache Manager to memorize certain transactions. So I can use the space bar to select that.
Space checked.
And then I can choose next to go to the next step.
All done. Bank file import wizard dash reconcile 12/14/09/123,001 sample holdings. CHQ 155.57. Open.
So on this bank statement import wizard, we now have two panels or two panes on the screen, and the user can easily switch between them using the F6 key.
F6.
And I use the arrows to move up and down through the lists.
F6. 12/19/09/123,002 countrywide traders. CHQ 798.25. Open.
So that's reading out the line entries in my bank statement import wizard. So I'm just going to go to the first entry on the left hand side.
F6/01/01/10/-53.89 Penn Stationers DDEP.
And if I activate the right mouse button,
F9 context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow T, tick transaction T.
And in Cache Manager, F9 activates what's called the shortcut menu, which allows them to do what's called a simple allocation, which is almost like dragging and dropping a deposit or payment from the bank statement file that we've downloaded, and it will allow us to drop it into Cache Manager without having to enter any details at all. So if I arrow down through the list, I'll need to go down through three items, tick transactions, tick all, untick all, and then the next one is simple allocation.
Tick all untick all transact simple allocation submenu S.
Then I get to choose whether it's income, expense, or other.
Income submenu I.
And in this case, it's going against a stationary expense code.
Expenses submenu E.
And I can arrow across
270 purchases too.
And I could arrow down through my list of expense categories in Cache Manager, so we've got things like purchases, accountancy, advertising, bank charges. If it was a home file, it could be things such as food, entertainment, clothing, children's school fees, etc. So I'm just going to go down to printing, stationery, and post.
414 printing, stationery, post, 4.
And pressing enter.
Enter, leaving menus, pen stationers, DDEP 01/01/10. 4 Penn Stationers, DDEP 53.89, 414.
So that has now added in that deposit into our Cache Manager file and ticked it on both sides of the screen, in the bank file and in the Cache Manager transaction screen.
So at this point, really, if a person is interested, what they just need to do is probably go to your website, which is Accomplish Global, is that correct?
That's right. Global.com, that's right.
And Grant told us that we can download a demo of the product and play with that.
That's right.
I assume there's quite a bit of documentation as to actually how to use the product, right?
Yes, there is. And we've modified what we call a quick start guide, and that's a tool that they can use to get up and running. It takes them through installing and setting up Cache Manager, and there's a little walkthrough tutorial where they can do a simple invoice, they can do some deposits, some payments, a bank reconciliation, and it's a step-by-step instruction for that process.
Those are always helpful. I really like those, so that is excellent. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to demonstrate this product. I know you all have been working on it very hard and working hard to bring it to the U.S. as well as your part of the world, and we'd like to thank you for coming on Main Menu and showing us how it works.
Lovely. Thanks, Jamie.